everyone. Welcome back to Miss Cece's After School Talks. I know y'all listen to my 7 podcast in which I'll talk about some virtual activities that I wanted to do or can do or have done in an after school program, you know, virtually. You know, we are still on this hiatus of working virtually and or not working, but I'm still working and yeah, I had to come up with a plan. And yeah, so I did talk about and discuss activities you can do with your kids. Share with others and take a listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker. Take this free gym and listen in. Miss Cece's After School Talks. You know we just be talking. Trust me, I know. So today we're going to talk about something I have been reflecting on and planning on what's to come for next school year. As you may say, my topic for today is, what makes a coordinator pop in? Fresh to death, awesome, bomb.com. I put number one, you know, I had a number of things today, but I put number one as being able to inspire. Can they make sure people are coming together with different ideas? Can they communicate clearly? Can they demonstrate their confidence and their ability? That is like a, oof. If you have a supervisor and they don't seem as confident as you need them to be in the job that you're in, I don't know if I can work for you. Like, yeah, it's okay to be unsure, but if you like scaredy scared, I'm about to be gone. I'm just saying, y'all. Maybe I won't. I'll just give you the side eye. How about that? Number two, I would possess knowledge. I would. See, like I'm talking about myself, because you know I am the court. But number two, they need to possess the knowledge or have the knowledge. And enthusiasm. Yes, I need my supervisor to know the latest information, the trends, you know, program related stuff, work problem solving things. I need you to know this information because I will be coming to you first before I do my research. I'm just saying, you got to have the answer for me. If you don't have the answer for me, I need you to go find the answer for me. I need to know. You have to have a vision also for your organization. What's your plan? How are you going to motivate me to progress and stay in this program or at this site? At this job, okay? You have to be committed also. If you're not committed, how do you think I'm going to be committed and work for you? I'm just saying, sometimes some things get difficult. I need to see you, okay? This is what you're about to do. A, B, C, and D. Take those steps. Show me those steps that you're taking. Number three, you got to have the initiative. You got to have the drive. You got to have courage and self-confidence. You got to have patience. Patience, okay? You got to be able to work hard and show your best qualities. You got to have ideas. You can hesitate at times. You ain't always got to have an answer, but you got to make sure you go get that answer. When things don't go right, make sure you take responsibility for it. I'm just saying. I need my supervisor to be able to own up and fix the problem. Number four. Another thing is, I need my supervisor to be a good communicator, speaking and writing forms, okay? People be like communicator and they need to be able to speak and talk. No, you need to be able to write and type and email and word things out clearly, okay? Yeah, you need to be able to express yourself on a regular basis. Anything, staff meetings, speeches, it doesn't matter, okay? You have to be able to communicate and the expectations, the due dates in advance. Don't be vague, be direct. I don't want to be like, I think she said, I don't want to assume, okay? Last but not least, this is number five. Okay, I need my supervisor to be a good organizer. That's a tough one because I know I am struggling with that one right now. But you got to be able to organize meetings and track stuff and organize budget right. You know what I'm saying? Those were my things. You got to be able to communicate, demonstrate initiative, and you have a drive, possess the knowledge and the enthusiasm. You know. Know the latest information and be able to motivate and inspire. Those are my top things I want my supervisor to have to be the bomb.com. You know, I hope y'all got y'all paper and pen so you can jot down and take notes for today. Question: what can you do to build an understanding or a relationship with your coordinator or supervisor? A lot of people feel like the supervisor always got to do this, do that, but it's give and take. The first step is to build a relationship that's understanding. So what can you do? What's the first step you can do? Jot that down. Message me. Thank you, y'all, for listening to Miss Tissy's Obstacle Talks on Anchor. Follow and subscribe, and I will see y'all later on the flip side. Later. Bye.